here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 11th of January, 2014. It's the birthday of Aldo Leopold, Burlington, Iowa, 1887, author of a Sand County Almanac. As a very small boy, he was drawn to the outdoors. When he heard that Yale was offering a degree in forestry, he set his mind to go there. He went on to become one of the nation's first professional foresters. He worked in a national forest in New Mexico, where he began to feel that humans ought not necessarily dominate the land, that bears, wolves, and mountain lions shouldn't necessarily be sacrificed for the sake of local ranchers. The wilderness had its own justification. He developed the first management plan for the Grand Canyon, wrote the Forest Service's first game and fish handbook, moved to Madison, Wisconsin, started a graduate program in game management at the University of Wisconsin. In 1935, with other conservationists, he formed the Wilderness Society. He bought a worn-out farm, $8 an acre, barren, nearly treeless, near the Wisconsin River, and set about planting more than 40,000 pine trees, and began to write about his work and about peaceful coexistence with nature in essays that he published in 1948, 1 week before he died of a heart attack while battling a grass fire. The book was The Sand County Almanac, became a surprise bestseller in the 70s, continues to be one of the world's best-selling natural history books. It's the birthday of the botanist William Curtis, Alton, England, 1746, a scientist who directed the Apothecary's Garden, which at that time was the world's leading botanic garden in London. He became an authority on how Londoners could grow plants from all over the world, and he worked 20 years to produce a 6-volume book, Flora Londonensis, a study of flowering plants native to the area, plants within a 10-mile radius of London, a beautiful book with plant portraits and detailed descriptions, and he almost went bankrupt publishing it because Londoners who loved gardening were more interested in the rare and exotic, not so much in the plants that already grew around them. So William Curtis published a magazine called The Botanical Magazine, which focused on ornamental and exotic plants, magazine written for the lay reader, which earned him money enough to pay for the Flora Londonensis. Here's a poem for today by Mary Oliver, Why I Wake Early. Hello, sun in my face, hello, you who make the morning and spread it over the fields and into the faces of the tulips and the nodding morning glories and into the windows of even the miserable and the crotchety. Best preacher that ever was, dear star, that just happens to be where you are in the universe to keep us from ever darkness, to ease us with warm touching, to hold us in the great hands of light. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Watch now how I start the day in happiness, in kindness. A poem by Mary Oliver, Why I Wake Early, from her collection Why I Wake Early, published by Beacon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.